I'd like to share some stuff that's been on my mind some, and the Lord has blessed me with. And I'd like to start with a verse, or a couple of verses here in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1, starting with the first verse, says, Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, and hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. Right here, the second verse, he says, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Here we find that God cannot lie. He's not as we are. Sometimes we lie. Whether we want to or not, we end up lying. We make a promise, can't keep it, we lie. But God cannot lie. And he made a promise. And that was eternal life. And he made that promise to all that would believe. And in 1 John chapter 5, verse 9, we read a little more about this. About this witness that God has given about his son and what he has said about his son. And it says here in verse 9, 1 John chapter 5, verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his son. He that believeth on the son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in the son. He that hath the son hath life, and he that hath not the son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. He wrote to us here and he says, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
Amen.
Men will tell us that to be saved, to have this eternal life, you have to be good. You gotta do something. Believe and do something, or just do something, be good. Even if the whole world will tell you that, the witness of God is greater.
Amen.
What God has said of his son is much greater than what anybody can say about him. And God here, he tells us, for this is the witness of God, that he hath testified of his son. He that believeth on the son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his son. God gave a record. And if we don't believe what he said, then we're saying he's a liar. He gave a record. If we don't believe it, and we're saying he's a liar. But we find that, well, he says in Romans chapter 3, verse 4, let God be true, but every man a liar. God is true. Men are liars. If we don't believe, we're the liars. We're calling God a liar, but we're lying, saying that he's a liar. He's not a liar. He's true. And here, he says, the reason why he's calling God a liar is because he hasn't believed the record that God gave. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life. Not that God's selling eternal life, but he hath given to us eternal life. And it's not he's going to trade it for something. He's not going to trade it for our good works or for whatever we can do of our own life. But he's given us eternal life. And that life is in his son. It's not in anything else but his son. And he says very clearly here, he that hath the son hath life. And he that hath not the son of God hath not life. It's one or the other. There's nothing in between. You either have the life or you don't. You either have the son or you don't have him. If you've never been told, then you don't have the son. If you've been told and you've believed, then you have the son. But you got to believe what God has said, not what someone else has told you. Maybe some of you here tonight, you believed on the son, but it's only been by what other people have told you about the Bible. You know, I'm glad you have believed, but you need to base your faith on what the Bible says, what God has said, not just what everybody else has told you about what God has said. You need to get into the Word yourself and find it. Where is it? Where does it say it's at? Know it for yourself.
Amen.
Know what God says. Know what His record is. Not just what other men say His record is, but what His record is. And He says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. He wrote this book here, this epistle, that you could read it and know that you have eternal life. Not just hope that you're going to have it, but know that you have it and have it now. That's why he gave a son, so we could know. He did it all for us. It reminds me of what he says in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2. Excuse me, 1 Timothy chapter 2. God wrote us so we can know. He doesn't want us to run around in ignorance, just hoping and waiting, but to know. And here he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. He wants us to come to the knowledge of the truth. He doesn't want us believing men, believing lies, but He wants us to believe the truth. And He says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man. God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time.
Amen.
The truth is that there's one God. There's not many gods. There's not goddesses, but there's one God and there's only one mediator between God and man. And that's the man Christ Jesus. And the reason why He's the one mediator is because He gave Himself a ransom for all. And if we'll believe what God has said of His Son, what Jesus Christ Himself said of Himself, then we'll have eternal life. We'll have the truth. And we'll be set free from the sin, from the bondage, from the fear of death, from that dread. And we'll have eternal life. And God has sent us to preach that word.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is life. And that in Him alone you can find life. And no matter what your religion is, no matter what the people say, He is true. You can't trust in man, but in Him alone.
Amen.
The message is clear. In Jesus there's life. Without Him, there's no life.
Amen.
He says in Romans, how shall they hear without a preacher?
Amen.
We need to tell them. If we have that life, we need to tell them. Amen. We need to let them know, or else they'll continue in ignorance. He says if we don't believe, we're calling Him a liar. This here is talking basically about salvation. If we don't believe what He's said about His Son, we're calling Him a liar. But there's so many other things that He said about us in our Christian life. He says the just shall live by faith. Do we live by faith? Do we believe what He said? Or do we call Him a liar and not living by faith? And not trusting Him? And not relying on Him completely? It's a simple message. Jesus Christ is life.
Amen.
For the unbeliever and for the believer. If you want to have real life, if you want to have that life more abundantly, it's through Jesus, through believing Him. Now, as a saved Christian, continue to believe Him. Continue to trust Him. Continue to rely on what He has said and not what other people tell you. And for the one who doesn't know Him, is to believe on Him. To believe on Jesus and have eternal life. Because only in Him can you find eternal life. Not because your parents are saved, you're going to be saved. Not because your friends have told you, that's not good enough. You got to believe it. You got to trust completely in what He's done. And it's not good enough that someone else is praying for you. That won't make you saved. You got to trust in Him. You got to believe. If you don't, then you don't have the Son and you don't have life. And there's only one other place you'll go, and that's to hell. It's a sad ending. Because it's so simple, so easy. Like I was reading before, Jesus said, my yoke is easy.
Amen.
It's easy. Believe in what He has done and believe in what He has said and you can have eternal life.
Amen.